heaven. You have accepted the revelation of God. You have seen what God has been revealing through me. You understand that's the right answer. This is the high point of all discipleship training. They have come to the right conclusion about Jesus Christ. That's absolutely necessary for salvation. He is God's Christ, God's Messiah, God's Son, God's Savior. All that the Old Testament promised and all that Jesus claimed is in fact true. This is the great confession, the supreme confession. You remember that the Gospels were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing you might have life in His name. Well, they believe, and they have life in His name, and this is their great moment of confession. They got it right. In response to that affirmation comes, you got the message from God. You saw what God was saying through me, and you got it right. That's wonderful. And I have something else to say to you, Peter, verse 18. You are Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. There's a little bit of a contrast here. You are Peter, you're a small rock, but upon this rock bed, different word, I'll build my church, a little contrast. And what is the rock bed? The confession of who He is, the reality of who He is. I'm going to build my church, He says, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. This is wonderful. You've come to the right answer, and I'm telling you this. I'm going to build the church and the gates of Hades. What's that? Hades is where dead people are. The gates, how you get dead, and that's by dying. So the gates of Hades is simply death. Satan has the power of death. Hebrews 2 says he wields the power of death in the world. That's his greatest power. But even Satan's power of death is not going to stop the Lord from building His church. This is a triumphant note. You got the right answer to the question. You passed the exam, A plus. And I'm telling you guys, it's on that great and glorious reality that I will build my church, and Satan's great power of death will not prevail against it. Furthermore, I'm not only going to build my church, but I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You're going to be able to open the door to the kingdom and let people in. How? Because they're going to proclaim the gospel. How do you get into the kingdom of heaven? What's the key that unlocks the door? It's the gospel, isn't it? So you're going to be my gospel preachers, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Binding and loosing was an old rabbinical concept. A rabbi would say to a person who didn't repent, you're bound in sin. He would say to a person who did repent, you're loosed from sin because God forgives those who repent. And so Jesus says to the apostles, you're going to do the same. You're going to unlock the kingdom with the gospel, and you're going to tell sinners who repent, they're loosed from their sin, and sinners who don't repent, they're bound in their sin. You're going to be my representatives. You're going to be my authoritative agents in the world,